Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on week two of our Vice and Virtue series. And I want to read to us today from James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. James says, "But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. And then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death." I remember an illustration based on this passage from, it's always stuck with me. I probably heard it over 10 years ago, but it was a pastor talking about this passage and saying, you know, note the progression here, that you've got something that, a temptation that you feel, and we've said it in the series, not all desire is bad. Desire is God-given, but he's talking about evil desire here. Sin twists our desires. And so there's something here that, you know, this is not right. You know, this week we were talking about, specifically this Sunday, we talked about lust. And so there are areas in our life where we are tempted, and we look at it and go, I know this is not right. This is a twisted, right, desire, an evil desire, as James says here, and I'm tempted by it. And he says, after that desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. When we give into it, it leads to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. The wages of sin is death. And this pastor said, note the progression there. And the illustration he used is, he said, imagine a river, and where you're standing on the bank, it looks really nice. You're contemplating jumping into the river. And he says, but if you will just look downstream and say, hey, where does this lead? He said, if you imagine that river right around the corner, here it looks nice, but what's actually going on is it's picking up speed, and right around the corner, it goes off a raging waterfall. And you realize, if I were to get in, it would lead to death and destruction. He said, that's in a sense what we need to do as we are tempted, is to lift up our eyes and look downstream. That's the phrase he used. It's always stuck with me. Look downstream. Where does this lead? Oftentimes we give in to into temptation and into evil desire because we are thinking about just that moment. We are thinking about temporary, fleeting pleasure, and we are not asking the bigger, larger questions, not looking downstream and saying, hey, where does this lead? What is the fruit of this? Because temptation, right, when we give into it, into evil desire, and it conceives, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. It separates us from God. It does not bring, you know, we've said all through this series, sin, Satan lies to us. In the particular case this Sunday with lust, right, the lie behind lust is, hey, this is actually going to give you intimacy. That's really what you want. Lust is the virus version of that, right? The cheap form of that. It doesn't actually provide that. It gives birth to sin, and when it's full grown, gives birth to death. And so we need to lift our eyes and look downstream and say, hey, if I were to give into this, if I were to go down this road and do this thing, where does that lead? Does it lead to greater joy in Christ? Does it lead to good fruit for my spiritual life, for my family? Or does it lead to damage in relationships, damage to my own soul, damage in my relationship with my Heavenly Father, damage to my family? Look downstream and ask the question, where does this lead? So here's what I want to do. I want to take a moment just to pray for you. And then I want to encourage you to take some time to think about that, reflect, and just to pray and ask the Lord to give you wisdom, right? James tells us that elsewhere. If we lack wisdom, to ask God. James is known as the whole book, the letter is known as kind of the Proverbs of the New Testament. It's a book that gives us a lot of practical wisdom. Just ask God to give you wisdom as you look at the various areas of your life, and maybe particularly in areas that are impacted by the temptation, the sin of lust, to say, Lord, help me to lift my eyes and look downstream and ask, where does this lead? Let me pray for you. Father, we do ask for that wisdom. Father, we want to do things. We want to say things. We want to think things that help us build and guard and fuel our relationship with you. Father, we want to plant seeds that grow good fruit. Father, we want to see the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. And so, Father, help us do those things. Help us think those things. Help us to go down those paths that lead to life, to you. Help us to walk with you closely. And Father, in the areas where we are tempted, God, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to think and just to pray for yourself.